I'm not suggesting we don't care about dogs in this community, because we certainly do. And if you look at the fact that we support the SPCA, albeit not a large amount of money, we're at the table. We put thousands and thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money towards looking after dogs, and people pay for that that don't even have dogs. There's a limit to what we should be doing and what we should get involved in. If I look at, you know, what they came up with, the five freedoms for animals and pets, I wish we cared that much about the children in our community, quite honestly, and put the kind of resources towards looking after children that we do answering calls on barking dogs. I think that it is much too big of an issue to create a bylaw that is going to be easy to administer, in other words, not cost us a lot more money. We're looking at proving that the dog has been on a tether for longer than such and such hours, and that it's affecting the dog's emotional being, and that the collar's not right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is going to be very difficult and very time-consuming for our bylaw officers. And I, for one, am not prepared to increase a budget that is already onerous for the taxpayers.